I've lately been lonely. I spent a fortnight there down with a cousin of mine down in Ballybofey in Drumbow. It's a house in the state back of the town. I spent a fortnight there, and do you know what it is? To an extent, it was one of the worst things I ever done, because there were so many people there and she had so many relatives that when I come home again, I was as lonely as could be. But I'm starting, I suppose, hopefully to get over. And I'll tell you another thing, while I was with that cousin, it was the first shower I ever had, barring a shower that I got out of the sky. The lady told me to go and have a shower. I've had two or three showers there. That was the first shower I ever had.
Did you like it?
I did. I enjoyed it. To tell you the truth, I enjoyed it.
You have no running water and no electricity in this house.
No.
Is that very difficult?
No, I don't miss it. No, I don't miss it in the slightest. Not what you never had. I suppose that's the answer to that. I don't miss it in the slightest.
Do you think you've had a happy life?
It was like the Irish weather. There were sometimes you could jump for joy. And there were another few occasions when I was studying and finishing my old life down in that loch down there when it was bad about 50 years ago. And it would have been one of the nicest, as the saying goes, thoughts that would be in my head. And writing a note and putting it in my pocket, and I thought my poor old father and mother would be heartbroken about it. Then you heard about if you committed suicide, you went away to hell, and you heard all them stories too. Thanks be to God I didn't do it.
What makes you happiest in your life?
Well, I suppose having reasonably good health and having neighbours to visit here and there and under, two or three or four times a week, or maybe five times a week. I'm going to Willie McHugh's, I'm going to Cassie McMenamin's, I'm going to Arthur and Ailes, or I'm going down there to Francie Duffy's. And that's what sustains me.